like sands through the hourglass. These are the bands of your life.
Brought to us, as always, by Globe Life. Who's your beneficiary? We've got a site specifically for P1s, globelifep1.com. Let's welcome our super special guest star this week from Fox 4 Sports, where her main job is to keep Mike Ducey from going off the rails. It's Sam Gannon. Hi, Sam.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Sam.
Hey, Sam.
What is How are you? Thank you for having me on. I so appreciate it.
You bet.
Thank you for doing this. Now, you've been at Fox 4 for 3 years now?
No, next month it will actually be 2 years. So it's flown by.
Boy,
yes.
Yeah. Time's hard to figure these days.
Yeah, so, I was going to say
know,
the COVID
just makes that time fly.
The COVID year, the pandemic year, felt like 2 or 3 years. So that's
literally.
Why it's probably
yeah, maybe that's
bit
why
longer.
It seems like you've been here longer.
Well, you seem to fit in very well, not only the DFW sports scene, but at Fox 4. I think we all enjoy your fine work.
Oh, well, that's very nice of you guys to say. We always appreciate having you guys on as well. So the feeling is mutual.
Yeah, I'm on tonight.
Oh, you are?
Yes,
you
I
are
am.
On
this
tonight.
This is non-disclosure.
Big stuff tonight. A very special.
We got some important stuff to get to.
Yes, we do.
I swear, you guys are on it all the time, and I've only been on it like twice.
Well, Sam, can you
Gordon,
remedy
that's
that?
That's Ducey's fault. I will have you on whenever you want to be on. You just give me the word.
Mike's afraid of Gordon for good reason.
I don't know why he's so afraid.
Yeah, I don't know either.
All right, well, I'm anxious to hear what kind of musical tastes you have, Sam. So
I'm low-key nervous for this.
Uh-oh.
Are you?
Oh, no. Gonna be a lot of K-pop.
I mean, I'm okay with the fact that my musical taste is probably a lot different from y'all. So it's okay.
That's good.
I'm accepting
yeah.
that.
Yeah, no, that's good.
Yes.
We hope so.
Yeah, variety is what we're looking for. So why don't we get started with Sam Gannon from Fox 4 Sports, Bands of Your Life. And the first one is Band That You Hate.
Or
Sam?
I think.
Oh, am I giving my answer? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how this works.
Oh, okay.
The music.
We need answers from you to make the segment
maybe
work.
Yeah, wait. Maybe she's waiting for the music. Maybe that was it.
Hit it, Jared.
Okay. Band that I hate would be Creed.
Okay.
Yes, this is a good one.
I want to say that, Sam.
Oh. Even Satan.
With arms wide open.
Even Satan hates Creed, and they do his work on Earth.
The reason why is because they played this song when this came out in 2000. I kid you not, I heard this song about 5 times per day on the radio. So I cannot express to you how much I've grown to hate this band.
I'm with you. His vocals, too, just drive me crazy.
With arms wide open.
What's he saying?
With arms wide open.
I can't understand.
That's exactly it. You can't even understand what he's saying.
They do a Thanksgiving show at the Texas Stadium back in the day. Yeah.
That was Sean's favorite show
ever. Right.
Sounds
amazing.
Like his breath smells like a feces dumpster fire, too, doesn't it?
Oh, okay. God, man. Okay, next up, Sam, is band you think is overrated.
Now, this is taking it way back to when I was younger, around 1997. So the band that I think is overrated is Hanson. You may have heard the song.
Okay, that's a shot at Dale. Song. We understand. You have to take a shot at Dale.
You think a lot of Hansons are overrated.
It's no shot. No shot. You may have heard this song, Bebop.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I believe.
We did a Dale rework.
We
for
used
it.
To have Dale Hansen singing this.
Oh,
I wonder if we have that. Do you have that, Jer?
There's no way.
No, I promise you, this was not a shot. But they were quite popular when they came out.
Yeah, Junior was hot for the drummer,
Gordo, and.
No, not me. It was Craig.
No, when I saw the very first video, I thought the drummer was one of their sisters, a girl.
Mm.
Yeah, they had the longer hair.
Yeah.
Here's three brothers.
Mm-bop, Christmas is for kids.
Mm-bop, what about the Cowboys? Mm-bop, let's cover the Mavericks. Mm-bop, I don't do the stars.
I like the sports variations,
Ben.
I
don't do the stars.
Yeah, I don't know what they're up to now, but...
I was going to say, I don't think they're together, are they?
I want to say they are. They did an album a couple years ago, I think.
I mean, I think they're still brothers, but I don't know that they're touring or anything. Of course, nobody's touring.
Yeah, no one's doing anything.
Okay, Sam Gannon from Fox 4 Sports with us here. Uh-oh. Super special guest star, Bands of Your Life. Next up, Sam, band you think is underappreciated?
Band I think is underappreciated would be No Doubt. Gwen Stefani. I absolutely love her.
Yeah, I liked her too until she got hooked up with that Blake Shelton.
Yeah,
she's up to no good.
George hates that couple.
They're the second most annoying couple in America right now behind A-Rod and J-Lo.
It was a very unexpected match, I have to say. I did not see her ending up with him.
Cool. Yeah, she's way too cool for him.
That's what I was going to say. When this album came out, I just thought she was the coolest girl ever. Because anything that she did, anything she sang, anything that she wore, she was just the coolest. And did you guys know she's 51, by the way?
She is?
Yeah. She's doing great. She's 51.
That's incredible.
But, I think, though, that shouldn't she have changed her look at some point? I mean, it's like,
maybe.
Doesn't she get headaches having that hair in a ponytail all the time?
It does seem like it's pulled a little tight.
A little tight, yeah, perhaps.
Hey,
but
I saw them,
what?
Sam.
You
they
saw them?
Opened, okay. They opened for U2 in Austin 20 years ago. They were great.
I bet I've never...
herself on stage?
No.
Or is that Fergie?
That was Fergie.
Oh.
Yeah, I've never seen them live, but I would love to. And then her solo career was really great too. I mean, she's reinvented herself a few times, but I've always been a big fan of them.
For the record, Hanson did put out a record 2 years ago, and they still are together.
For the record, they put out a record.
Years ago.
For the record, they put out a record.
God bless them.
Wah-bop.
Thank you for that fact check.
You're welcome.
Thank you, George. Mm-hmm. All right, Sam, next up, band that you love.
So this is also dedicated to my mother because she's the one that really got me put on oldies, but that would be the Beatles. And I've always loved the song Eleanor Rigby.
Song always creeps me out.
Always love the strings in it.
Beautifully scored by George Martin.
Yeah.
I call George Martin the fifth Beatle.
Yeah, well, you're really original.
Yeah, you know, back when CDs were a thing, my mom had all of the Beatles CDs, and we used to just play them all the time on my way to school. So the reason why I know about the Beatles is because of my mother. An interesting little story. She's from New Jersey, and this one time, her and my grandmother were in a diner, and Ringo was in there, and my grandmother told her to go over there and get his autograph and talk to him, and she was too shy, and she didn't go over there.
Oh,
so I'm like, Mom,
man,
you should have gotten Ringo's autograph.
Wow.
She didn't.
Yes. Can't believe she just stumbled upon a Beetle.
Yeah.
A
New Jersey
diner. In a diner.
Yeah.
Which New Jersey diners are legit, by the way. Legit.
Yeah.
But yeah, she told me that story, and I was like, Mom, how did you not go over there? And she just couldn't.
And she's lived with that regret.
Like the Beatles.
Well, these years.
She has.
I think it was the right move, though, wasn't it? Leave Ringo alone?
Yeah, he's just trying to eat egg scrambler.
Pancakes in peace.
Yeah.
Here goes Gordo with his Ringo bashing.
How is that Ringo bashing? I'm defending
trying
him.
Trying to give him peace.
Although...
Here we go.
Don't start doing that. I hate when you do that.
Does Ringo really deserve
it? I don't
breakfast.
Like it when you do that to him. I don't like it. You do it when you do it to Adam Clayton. It's not funny. It's not good.
No, I'm right, though.
No, you're not right.
Oh.
He was part
but
of
I mean,
greatness.
Who doesn't love the Beatles, right?
Right.
Everybody loves the
I
Beatles.
I think Ducey hates them.
I know
does
Hanson
he?
Does. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Ducey always bags on him privately. He goes, man, I can never say this publicly. You know, I always praise him publicly, but... They're really overrated.
He tells us all sorts of stuff in private.
I'm going to have to talk to him about that.
Yeah, you need. There's a lot about Ducey you don't know, Sam.
I know. We'll have to have like a dinner session with you guys, and you guys.
Oh yeah, we'll give you the scoop on Ducey.
There's a lot of seedy stuff there.
Yeah. Okay, Sam Gannon from Fox 4 Sports with us. Bands of your life. Next up, Sam. Band that made you fall in love with music.
So this is maybe a little bit extreme. I'm not going to say completely fall in love, but the first cassette I ever had was New Kids on the Block, and I was obsessed with this song, Step by Step.
George is grabbing a throw pillow and putting it over his lap.
I love all the boy bands. These guys were great.
How good were they?
Yeah.
This song is such a jam.
Oh, so listen to that 80s sounding synth. And this was the 90s, right?
Yeah.
This is 1990. It was released in 1990.
So, yeah, a little leftover 80s there.
Yeah, this is. Yep. This track had been floating around that studio for 5 years.
You were three in 1990? Oh, my God.
I was three in 1990.
Oh, man. We were about to start here at the ticket. Jeez.
Yeah, I remember having this cassette.
So you were still wearing diapers when the ticket went on the air.
Right.
And Ducey's wearing diapers almost now.
That's weird. It's weird how things go in circles, isn't it?
Yeah, it's full circle of life. Circle of life, circle of trust, all of that.
Yeah, you know you're a big time band when other bands write songs. Remember that song, New Kids on the Block? Had lots of hits.
Chinese food makes me sick.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I like it when girls come home from the summer.
For the summer. Yep.
Who was that?
Elvis? I like girls.
I think it was Elvis.
On the block, had lots of hits. Chinese food makes me sick.
God, this is such B-roll music.
What? You don't like
that?
After
me and Sam.
Oh, it's so montage-y of a guy getting in shape.
It is montage-y, I'll give you that.
Guy getting in shape.
Well, maybe the car wash fundraiser or something. Yeah.
Well, if that's
I thought they were studs.
I was going to say, if that's the band that made you fall in love with music, I can't wait to hear your guilty pleasure.
No, see, it really did. I will say, my last answer is really the band that made me fall in love with music, but I couldn't answer them for all of the questions.
Okay.
So.
All right, so why don't we get your guilty pleasure now?
Yes. My guilty pleasure always would be Boys to Men. Always.
Oh, my gosh.
George is grooving.
Great song. Ed, great song.
And I know it's a stretch because maybe they're not a band.
We don't even
Let me just tell you, do you guys ever feel like when you're in the car, you're in a music video when you play certain songs?
Every day.
Well, this is the case for me. When I'm in my feelings, I play Boys to Men 100% of the time.
Is that same for you, Giorgio?
Yeah, pretty much. See, I like this stuff because my kids liked it. In fact, there's a hilarious home video of my oldest son lip-syncing to this.
They probably don't want you to talk about that.
Yeah, maybe we'll put that up. No, I would not do that to him, but it's hilarious. It's a great song.
What happened to these kinds of songs? Can I ask you guys that? Like, what happened to 90s R&B? I miss it.
I don't know. There's still some good R&B out there. Mm. I don't know if it's like this with, boy bands, but it's still out there.
No, it is. It is. This to me will always be classic.
I'm with you.
I'm not.
Gordon's not.
What are you with, Gordon?
I'm with all people who disagree with you right now.
It changes by the
what
day.
What is going on?
Oh, no.
Sam, is that you?
Oh, no.
Sam?
Oh, Sam.
Oh, no.
Ducey had her silenced again. He did it again.
Did we lose Sam?
He'll start bagging on Mike, and all of a sudden he just, hey, cut her off right now.
And I appear to have lost you guys.
Oh, there we got you now.
I hear
we got you.
Or it's going to be some other things.
Sam?
And we didn't get to her last answer that she was teasing the entire time.
Sam, do you have a Sam?
Okay, that's not helping. That's not helping.
Sam, are you there, Sam?
Jerry, you want to play Space People while we try to coordinate this?
I thought we were going to play the Oatly guy. Sam?
Space people.
Sam? Where are you? Can you hear us, Mrs. Gannon? Mrs. Gannon? Now, here's the Oatly guy.
Okay, hey, Jer.
Oh.
Yes.
I notified Sam that if she wants to call, I gave her a number, and we can put her on the phone for the final answer.
All right,
that
sounds good.
Your personal number. It's seedy.
No, I gave her the hotline, one of our hotline numbers, so just be mindful of the phone there, Jer. That's too bad.
Yeah.
I know. What was the last
joiner visit with
What's
Sam?
The one she's going to tell us at the end there?
Favorite band to see live, but she said that that's basically the band that made her fall in love with music.
Okay. Well, let's get to the corner next, and maybe we'll reconnect.
Wait, she's calling right now.
Oh, she is?
Yeah. Okay. So, Jared, put her up when we get her on the phone.
Or...
Lonesome Road.
Okay.
Jer, Fernando, anybody?
So you're saying on the air now we're on the air? Or is it? What? What's that, Jer?
Sam?
Fernando, can you hear me now? I can hear you.
Yes. There we go.
Yes. Sorry. I don't know what the heck happened.
That's okay.
Well, it was your fault.
It was Deucey trying to silence you.
That's okay because we wanted to make sure we got you on to finish. Favorite band to see live. Let's pick up there.
Okay, my favorite band to see live, and this is really my favorite band of all time, it's Coldplay, without question. And this is one of my favorite songs of all time called Clocks.
Craig hates this.
No, I've actually seen them live, and they were incredible live.
They're incredible. What is that, Gordon?
I was going to say, you sound like you have Becca's voice. Doesn't she sound like Becca?
She does sound like Becca.
It's very strange.
A little bit. Anyway, back to her answer.
Anyway, back to the segment.
Yes,
no,
I think
good.
This is
you're
a great
good.
Choice. Great choice.
I've seen them. I've seen them three times live. I saw them at Madison Square Garden one summer, which was amazing. I saw them in Connecticut. And I saw them once in Massachusetts. And I just think every show they've ever done... with their lasers and everything. I mean, I've just never seen them perform bad live, ever.
And he married to Gwyneth Paltrow?
Was.
Oh.
He was. Oh. Yep. In the past.
Well,
I give him this. Yellow is still one of the greatest songs of all time.
Yellow?
Yeah.
Right?
That is a great song.
I thought you overrated that song.
You were right there with me. You're turning on Yellow now?
No, I thought it was okay. It's just you over-glorified it.
No. Man, this song has changed music, Gordon. I did not get emotional about it. I just thought it was a good song.
I'm not the same person I was before I heard this song.
Hey, never did.
All right,
I mean,
Sam.
They just have so many albums, you know?
Yeah, too many.
I think that's a great choice. It's not easy to say you like Coldplay these days because you get attacked.
Dog piles, yeah.
But I admire your bravery. And we can't thank you enough for doing this segment. And fighting
well, guys,
through the technical
thank you guys.
Issues. We appreciate it.
I appreciate you guys having me on. And
I'll see you
my
tonight, Sam.
Taste. All right, George. Sounds great. Looking forward to it.
Me too.
Thank you, Sam. There she goes.
Right, bye, Sam.
Sam Gannon from Fox 4 Sports.
Let me be straight with you. This is a radio commercial for 3 small business insurance. The policy has no fine print. It's clear what's covered. So while you can't see the following scene, just know that this pet store is protected by 3.
Joe, did you leave the snake tank open?
Look, I don't want to point fingers, but yes.
It's biting me! Sorry, sir! I'm calling my lawyer.
They're going to need some help with this mess. Luckily, they have 3. No fine print, just exceptional coverage. 3 is a product of Berkshire Hathaway Direct Insurance Company. 3. No nonsense, just common sense.